There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
America tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this nation and beyond. I want to say a big shout out to Scott and his friends listening to us in England. Got an email the other day, and apparently at their office, they tune in here and there when they can. And interesting to note, they say they're going to call in as a group one morning because it's morning for them. So paying very close attention, by the way, to what the odds are for our political candidates. I mentioned that the other night, and I had the information. I've got more specific information on the odds. What are the odds for the candidates? Because in other countries, like in England, they're actually laying down bets on who's going to win our election. In fact, a lot of them. So offshore, or online, you can do that offshore. And also, if you are in Europe and you're listening to us, you might be throwing a few quid down on our presidential odds. Hillary Clinton is a plus 100 even money. Jeb Bush, 4-1. Scott Walker, 10-1. Donald Trump, 15-1. Marco Rubio, 15-1. Rick Santorum, 100-1. Lindsey no shot Graham, 200-1. Bobby Jindal, who I really like, 250-1, and the list goes on. The Democratic nominee, Hillary Clinton, has an 81% chance, so minus 500, an 81% chance of getting the Democratic nomination, and any other, 19%. And I think I mentioned this particular stat the other day, worth mentioning again because I got a flurry of emails about it. The party that will be elected, according to the odds makers, Democratic Party, a 58% chance, Republican, a 40% chance, any other, a 2% chance. How about that? Taking the action on our elections. That's what people are doing. And I guess you could take the action if you did it offshore. But certainly not in Vegas, not in Atlantic City. It's not possible to do that, which completely makes sense, I suppose. If you think about it, that would be a no-brainer, if you will. All right, how about this for a no-brainer? $1 billion worth of cocaine. Where do you think they found $1 billion worth of cocaine? And looking at it is crazy wild. Well, the U.S. Coast Guard unloaded about $1 billion worth of the white stuff at the San Diego Naval Base. It's the largest delivery ever. Record-breaking year, they say, for seizures of illegal drugs intercepted off the shores of Latin America. So over the last 10 months, follow along, the U.S. Coast Guard and partners from, you know, other federal law enforcement types, Navy, other nations, apprehending 215 smugglers somewhere off the Pacific Ocean, and more than 119 pounds of coke. You know what the street value? $1.8 billion. So here's a question. I know there's some cops out there, the Undercover Variety and others who have called the show before, and plus we've had people on. What happens with all that coke? What do they do with it? And, you know, there's been a real surge of this because you have the Coast Guard patrolling near Colombia, major growing region, Peru, Bolivia, and there's been more people involved in this. And there's massive competition between the cartels. who are trying to get the control of the seaborne trafficking routes. But that high power struggle means instability. So with all the murders in Central and South America and all the kids who are jumping over the border, that's made a big difference, a huge difference. So they've got these wooden pallets. It's wild to see it. Let me describe it for you. Just picture this. As far as the eye can see, wooden pallets strapped with 30 tons of pure cocaine. I mean, it's like a Miami Vice episode on steroids. 66,000 pounds, which would be equal to about 33 million lines of cocaine. Or they say, because, you know, a lot of this would be crack, 336 million hits of crack. So my question is, what do they do with the coke? What do you think they're doing with the coke? You know, they've had problems in the past of that. With where is it, where does it go? Somebody said to me once, oh, they just flush it. Well, that must be one heck of a commode if they're flushing that much down the john. So I don't think so. Next guess. I mean, and they're really hit. Like I said, they're really hitting this hard. The drug cartels have to be. I mean, they have to be feeling it. Have to be. Because they're just getting too much of it. They're hitting too many. You know, stabbing them right in the heart. They're getting them. Whether they're catching them on the boats, whether it's a loading thing, you know, whatever it is. But they're nailing them, for sure. For sure. As we move along, of course, you can always have the chance to contribute to this show. Any ideas on the coke and where you think the coke is going? You can send me that at AmericaTonight.net, or give me a jingle at 855-266-5283. Here's another mystery question you can answer. You might not know where the coke is going, but what about Donald Trump? Where do you think he's going? You think he's going to the White House? Warren Buffett today said, don't discount Donald Trump. He thinks that he has a chance to go all the way. So now you got the wise old owl saying he believes Donald Trump, if he chooses to, you know, that he could do that because he's not going to step away. So the third richest person in the world pronounces that Donald Trump can go incredibly far in the campaign and says he can maintain a solid base for quite some time. Jeb Bush can't seem to get started. So here's what happens. If Trump dumps out, what if he just decides to dump out, like, oh, this is nonsense, I'm dumping out of this. You know, I'm out of this. Who takes over all those supposed Trumpsters who are voting for him? Who takes that spot? I can't imagine it's Jeb Bush, but that's the guy who keeps getting pushed. 17 people in this race for the Republican nomination. Buffett called it a spectator sport. I call it a beauty pageant. What do you call it? Stay with us. Coming up around the bend, we can count. And after that, we'll take your calls in the next segment.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Find now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Saying this, but it is so true, right? Isn't life about numbers? Look around you if you don't believe me. Start thinking about numbers. I do a thing called What's Your Wow, and we'll start doing this on the show. And usually when something's connected to your wow, it has to do with numbers. How many thousands of smiles have you seen on your child's face? How many fish have you caught over the period of your life? Almost everyone I know that fishes, whether they're exaggerating or not, they have a number connected to it. Let's put it that way. So numbers absolutely do play a part in our lives. There's no question about it. In fact, here's a good number for all of you listening to America Tonight. I realize this, and I think it's even much higher, but I know for sure this is at least accurate. This is an accurate number. That in my career, I've interviewed over 12,000 people. It's definitely 12,000, and I think up because of, you think here in America Tonight, the swath of people that bring on, and just in the other places that I've been, 12,000 seems like a lot, doesn't it? But then I saw somebody else's number. I think it was Jay Leno, and he had a crazy number, too. And it was more than 12,000. All right, speaking of numbers, Donald Trump, the front runner for the 2016 GOP presidential nomination. The NBC News SurveyMonkey.com online sampling, and this is what they did, released on Sunday, found that Trump was on top with 23% support, 10 points more than the nearest competitor. So everybody who thinks that Trump has lost it, he is not. Much to the chagrin, I think, of so many running the party, because what do they do with this guy? Ted Cruz is the nearest guy right now. He trails him. He's 13%. Believe it or not, Ben Carson got a bump, I think, really from that debate, I think the way he ended the debate, 11%, Carly Fiorina, Marco Rubio, Senator Marco Rubio, 8%. So that's your top five. That's your top five, and then it drops off from there. So apparently, no matter what happened in the debate, and if anything, because depending on what you read, you know, there's some people are saying, oh, there's a lot of gotcha Trump, and that's what that was about, and everybody was out to get Trump. And so it, because I think so many people did believe that, felt like he was getting attacked, that actually helped him rather than, you know, rather than hurt him, it, certainly in the polls, if it was done several days after that debate. So easily, there could have been minds that were changed in the opposite direction, and it just goes to show you, you know, once you have in your mind, this is the guy, and I think, I'll say it again, it's that craving for authenticity that I think people want or crave so much that we crave that this has helped him no matter what he does. When he's on the stage, at least the first time out, we'll see what happens the second time, because I'm sure he'll be there. All right, how about this? This is sad. A suspect in the Houston killings handcuffed 8 people, handcuffed them, then shot them. You know, yesterday I was with my husband, and he said to me, oh my gosh, 8 people were killed in Houston. I said, 8 people? What are you talking about, 8 people? And then he told me the story, because someone had sent it to him, saying, pass it on to me. And this is what happened. This guy went in to a house in Texas, in Houston, broke into the house, handcuffed the victims in their bedrooms, then shot them. Is there anything more heinous? And so David Conley was charged with capital murder after they discovered the bodies of 2 adults and 6 kids. 48 years old, this guy. Forcibly enters the house because the owners had changed their locks. The motive, they think, is related to the mother of the kids, because you got to say, well, what's that? So now here's the connection. They had a past relationship. So he flipped out. And 1 or 2 of the kids are even saying might have been his kids. What man kills his kids? What guy kills his kids? Goes in, no matter what rage you're feeling. I mean, that's the saddest number of all that I'm going to tell you. I mean, the worst number of all. Innocent kids in the middle of what? What is that about? Oh, awful. And again, handcuffing them. So handcuffing those children, too. Handcuffing the kids, too, which is, I mean, I can't, there's no adjective for that. There isn't. All right, Hillary Clinton. We haven't talked about Hillary Clinton in a while. It's all about the emails and what is she turning over? What's going to happen? I mean, this, like, now, speaking of numbers, this date is emblazoned in my brain. October 22nd is when Hillary Clinton is testifying and is going to talk about a couple of different things, including Benghazi again, but they're going to talk about the emails, I think, too. So the former Secretary of State has told a federal judge that she turned over all her work-related emails to the State Department after she was ordered to certify that she had done so. So if you follow the bouncing ball, this follows what the judge, Emmett Sullivan, was saying, ordering her, as well as 2 other department aides under state at her time, under penalty of perjury, they had to produce all records that they had. So, you know, what do you think? The State Department initially said Friday Clinton had not issued her certification, had not done it. And then her spokesperson said that when her attorney sent the documents, it initially went to the officials on leave. So they sent them in on time, but they went to people who were out. That's just brilliant, isn't it? And we'll see where this goes. I mean, you know, she's saying there's nothing in the emails, and here they are, take them all. And it still is the part that's mind-boggling of the thousands. There's your number. I mean, thousands, 55,000 emails. Of the emails, the thing that's still, I come back to, that's so mind-boggling is nobody says anything to Clinton. So you become the Secretary of State. There's different protocol for that than being the First Lady, than being the Senator of New York. Whenever you take over any office, here's the blah, 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 blah. Here's people you need to know, blah, 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 blah. And nobody says, and here, Mrs. Clinton, is your State Department secure email? I mean, here's the email address, and this is where it goes. I mean, there's my question. So who's in charge of that, and who's in charge of that on her staff, and why wouldn't that have happened? And if it did, and there was like, no, we're okay, well, then there's a big problem there, right? And I think that's it. Let's get to the heart of this. Where did all this come from? Let's find out what that's about. That's what I'm saying, because I don't know how you get to that position, and nobody tells you, or your staff doesn't ask, hey, this is the way it goes, right? This is how we do it here, right? All right, this is a sad number two, although if you can live a life up to this point and you can be as really blessed as this guy was, and this is what his family is saying, then bravo. So former New York Giant, Hall of Famer, and television personality Frank Gifford died at the age of 84 on Sunday of natural causes. He was really an ambassador to the game, and he was definitely a known face. It doesn't matter how old you are. I think unless you're, you know, in your teens, you would know who Frank Gifford is, certainly from the sportscasting days. But he was also a good football player. If you go back and you look at his credentials, that's why he's in the Hall of Fame. He was a running back, a defensive back, wide receiver, special teams player in his career. And he was the NFL's MVP in 1956, so he had the cred. And that was back in the day where it was, not that it isn't crazy now, because it definitely is. You see that old black and white footage of people going to those football games, and it was crazy how many people. Was it just absolutely crazy how many people showed up to the games. Frank Gifford, I'm sure there's going to be an outpouring the next couple of days for him, for people that he worked with, people he knew, and all that kind of stuff. All right, this is a crazy thing. They're saying that there are stinking mats of seaweed that are piling up on Caribbean beaches. Wouldn't that be great? You save all your pennies up, and you go to the Dominican Republic, and then it's just a foul smell because it's just decaying seaweed. And, you know, decaying seaweed, as I know from my time at the Jersey Shore, it attracts sand fleas, and it's awful. I mean, if there was a lot of it, if it's a tiny bit of it, no big deal. So you have these beautiful water, you have these fabulous beaches, and in 2015, there's your number, you have thousands of pieces of these seaweed that are coming on the shoreline that are stinking up the joint. In fact, it's so bad that some tourists have canceled summer trips because it's too disastrous. I mean, here's another number for you. 10 feet high on beaches, choking coves and boats that are moored and stuff. Ooh, they got a problem. Somebody's got to figure out a way to clean up that seaweed. If you know how to clean up the seaweed, you might make a few bucks, because they're losing some bucks as a result of it. This is radio, but if you saw the picture, that's all you can see in some of those coves. It's awful. All right, that's it for We Can Count.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
That's your cue, a chance for you to win a computer and hook us up on the road. That's right, taking the show on the road. We've taken the show to many places here in the United States and outside of the U.S. as well, from Grenada to Hawaii to Ecuador to Ireland to Taos to California to Chicago, Philadelphia, New Hampshire. We've taken the show to New Hampshire and, of course, to Washington, D.C. many, many times, and New York City as well. There's talk of taking the show to Israel. I'll keep you posted on that. And in the meantime, make sure you go to kateontheroad.com. And if you look in the middle of the page, it'll say, want to learn how you can get Kate on the road to your area? Click on it, and you're automatically entered into a drawing for a Next Book Flex 11. We already gave one away next week, and not this week, but the following week, we're going to give away another one, and they're very cool, trust me, because they wanted to make sure that I knew what the next book was like, so they shipped me one, and I've been using it, and it's really amazing because you have the detachable thing. So you have the keyboard that detaches, and If you want to watch a movie or watch a clip or watch whatever, it's great. It's brilliant because you can just sit there and watch it. You know, admittedly, I'm good with technology, but somebody has to show it to me. Once you teach me, boom, I'm like the golden retriever. I get it immediately. Once you teach me, I get it. And this thing is so easy to learn. Actually, you don't even need instructions. Once you get it, once you plug it in, basically, in your mind, okay, boom, on, it's charged, voila. And it does so many things that all of a sudden I'm uncovering other things. You know how that is. When you get, it's just like an iPhone. You get an iPhone, you start to mess around, and you think, oh, look, there's a flashlight on this. Oh, look, I didn't know that it had that. I didn't know you could just copy this and paste this over there. Well, you get the idea. So we go on the road. We like going on the road. We have some trips coming up, and I'll announce them once I know and everything's in place. But in the meantime, you can help us out, and you can be automatically entered into our drawing for a next book, Flex 11. So go to kateontheroad.com. As we continue to roll through here, speaking of being on the road, that's what the politicians are doing right now because there is no session. So you've got Rubio and the 17 others who are running, who are out there shaking hands and kissing babies, so to speak. And you can add another one to the list who will be running in Michigan for Congress, and that would be Melissa Gilbert, the former Little House on the Prairie star. I mentioned this before. She's serious. She's trying to unseat the Republican. You know, there is that fame bubble thing that works for some people where if she's decent enough and can speak and is up on issues and whatnot, she may catch fire. She just might. I mean, who knows, you know? Who knows? And who knows what's going to happen with these Republicans and Trump's Make America Great Again. He's not going away anytime soon. And Warren Buffett, third richest man, I mentioned this at the top of the hour, is saying he's going to keep going. If you think he's going to dump out, think again, peeps. He's not dumping out. All right, let's hook up with some of the people who have been waiting in line, and thank you for doing that. 855-266-5283. How about Ray in Kansas? Always fun to talk to Ray. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Hey, doing pretty good. Hey, I just can't see what anybody sees in Donald Trump.
Thank you.
I just think he's going to be for the rich, and if you're not rich, you're just going to be the bug underneath his foot, and he's going to stomp all over you. If people think that there's an economy problem now, if I hope he doesn't get in there, and if he gets in there, there'll be a bigger economy problem.
Yeah, he's a rich guy who has a ton of money. So in one way, he's not beholden to anyone. That makes it easy to say whatever you want to say, like I've talked about.
He thinks when he gets in there, he's going to tell everybody what he wants, and they're going to have to bow down to him, you know. But it don't work that way.
No. And see, Ray, you've tripped onto what the problem is and what is part of what we've had for a long time. But it is the politics of it. Like anything else, if you and I decided, hey, we're going to run, you're going to run in Kansas, I'm going to run in Texas. We have all these great ideas. Our friends fire us up. People hold rallies for us, and we really say what's on our mind. But you and I are dependent on the money, so we're a little more cautious. Then we get there, and they shut us down because we don't make any friends. We're not connected, and we may have these great ideas, but they squash us.
Yeah, I don't care too much for Hillary either, but I would vote for her rather than Donald Trump.
There you go.
I think Hillary is kind of in the same boat with Donald Trump. You know, I think they both ought to step out.
Yeah, I don't think she's stepping out anytime soon. Ray, great to hear from you. Ray Loomis from Kansas. We love it. Thanks, Ray. So how about that? There's Ray saying, okay, forget Trump, and I would vote for Hillary over Trump. Wow. Is that anybody out there thinking the same thing? They would vote for Hillary over Trump? You know what's interesting, too? They're friends. I mean, in the real world of fake times in New York, meaning you're on that rich people circuit, because I'm sorry, that's what it is, rich or famous. Sometimes you can be both, or you can be either or, but if you're famous or rich, whatever, you're running around in these circles. They absolutely know each other really, really well. So Trump bows out. I mean, who knows? He said it on the stage. I give money to everybody. I give money to everybody because that's what you do. That's how we do. You give money to everybody and then they have to help me. And pretty much that's what he said when he was on the debate, right? Grim, hello, your chance to knock it out of the park. What's happening, Grim?
I'll tell you today, you got a day?
I have a day. I've had lots of days.
No, I mean, I need to borrow your ear for 24 hours.
What happened? A rough day.
But ever since you've been on Numbers, I've been sitting here just, you know, listening and numbers, you know. That's part of my worry, too, with Trump, too. I've already expressed that. I was going to talk about, you know, the campaign and everything, and mm-hmm. Hillary's statement I heard today about free education. It is
yep.
free. It is free, Hillary. My biggest complaint is how to fix the freeness in it that I've always had. I could talk all day about that, too. But, oh boy. I tell you, the cocaine thing, there's numbers, too, because 1% will be back out on the street. But the biggest thing they try to do, if you remember the big bus, they started dumping it over the boat.
Yes.
I don't think the Coast Guard is going to do that again because there's a big complaint about that. But imagine sitting in a restaurant and having that special tuna. But anyhow.
But I'm bummed. That was good. You're right. People started to complain about that. But they want the sexy shot, Grim. I know. I've been around some of these guys when I was in TV. So they want those giant pallets were amazing to show you. Look at all this cocaine. They want that photo.
That's just it, too. You know, I listened to Tomas, and, hey, Tomas, look. It was all about sensationalism. That's, you know, Fox is trying to make their ground, you know, make their ratings. And
they made their ratings. They had over 3 million people.
I know. And Meg comes out instead of just admitting the truth, you know. She's, you know, like trying to look like the good person. But, you know, that doesn't say anything for Trump. I'm not trying to polish Trump up for it. Oh, boy.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, absolutely. I get what you're saying. And you have to remember, it is a game. It is, like you said, numbers. That's why we do We Can Count. It is about numbers. Absolutely. Ratings.
Here's what the whole day has boiled down to me is after listening to toward the end of Levin's show, because, you know, I hear him before you. You know, a third of this world is being genocide.
Yeah. You're absolutely in Africa and other places, yes.
I mean, it's, well, mostly, you know, he got an email from a guy that's over there in Syria. They said he'd been raped 20 times today and pleased and begged, you know, because I think he was a Hindu, if I recall right.
Wow.
And he begged for just, you know, the U.S. come and bomb me.
Oh, that's awful. I didn't hear that today. I listen to his show sometimes. I didn't hear that. Wow, that's awful.
And you know, that's just it. You got to think about the little girls, the little kids, and everything else that are over there. I mean, you know, your mind just... Well, you see where I'm at.
No, it's depressing. I agree. It's awful. I mean, you know, Grim, at the end of the day, that's why as much as we can complain about politics, numbers, this, that, whatever, I mean, that's why I say that. We still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth because there is horrible things that happen, but certainly nothing of the scale that, like Levin was talking about or the guy from Iraq was talking about. And we've had people on talking about the rape trees, the things that happen with people crossing that nobody talks about and the bodies that stack up that they had to put in refrigerated trucks because they can't even identify these women.
Well, hey, in the boot, we got people up in St. Louis that are celebrating a thug.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we got a president that's, you know, playing golf and eating ice cream, and he's never worked in a Baskin-Robbins or any other place and served other people.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there is a disconnect, I think, from politics in general to what's, I call it the ham and eggers, to what's happening with the ham and eggers. Thanks, Grim. Cheer up. I know. It's brutal. It's what my mother used to say, and she was a big news junkie, that she would just stop some days because it was just overload, way, way too much. All right, hang with us.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't forget, go to kateontheroad.com because you could win that computer. The computer is awesome. You could throw it in your truck, throw it in a tiny backpack, you know. I mean, whatever. And you don't have to even pay attention to the headlines for the day, Grim, or whoever else is out there listening. All of you in those nooks and crannies. So here's the deal. Once a week, at least, we get to have some fun with Patrick E., our technical director for this show for a couple of them anyway for ATN. And we do a thing called True or False. And I believe the mad musician is with us. Hey, Patrick.
How's it going?
Excellent. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
Okay, now tell the world, how many energy drinks have you had so far tonight?
Tonight I have zero, actually.
Zero?
Yeah,
none?
It's a little uncommon, but tonight I'm feeling pretty awake.
What is a normal night like for you, energy drink-wise?
I actually don't drink them that much, so maybe one or two a month.
Oh, that's it? I thought you were drinking them every night. That was the rumor at GCN that you were downing them like donuts. Okay, so no, that's not true. That's false. That would be false if I had asked that. Okay, so let's start off with, since it's about politics, we talk a lot about politics, mixing that into the conversation. There are 17, Patrick, Republicans who are running for president so far. Nobody's dropped out. Bobby Jindal, who is the governor of Louisiana, said, "I'll toss Donald Trump's name into one of my speeches so, hey, the media will cover me." Did he really say that? True or false?
I'm going to say false.
Wrong. He was being sarcastic, and he did say that because he's at the bottom of the polls. He is not showing up at all. And I really like this guy. I think he has some brilliant ideas. He's just not resonating with a lot of people. So he's saying, if I say something about Trump, there's a great chance if I say I don't agree with him or this happened or I think he shouldn't run, then he'll get coverage. The Washington Post said that his strategy might have worked because he's getting mentions on social media. So that's what he's doing. So if he says something about Trump, then all of a sudden people are paying more attention to him, as, you know, as he stated. If I just would say his name, even more people will pay attention to me. And there is some truth to that because it's the way our search engines work and everything. So people are doing that. All right. How about this one? As we kind of zig in a different direction, there was a story that came out today about somebody named Marie Holmes. She was the single mother of four who won the Powerball lottery. She lives in North Carolina, and she decided she was going to accept her $188 million winnings in one lump sum. She spent $9 million. Are you listening, peeps? $9 million to bail her boyfriend out. That's one of the things that she spent the money on. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
Ah, true. I know. I would have said false to that had I not known the story, but it is true. So when she won the money, she posted $9 million. Or $3 million, actually. $3 million. She spent $9 million altogether. But check this out. Her boyfriend, Patrick, she had to put up the bond for her boyfriend, Lamar McDowell. McDowell is in jail. He's facing heroin trafficking charges. He's been implicated in an investigation after they unearthed 8,000 bags of heroin. So that's nice. She wins the Powerball. She's got four kids, and she's bailing out this loser boyfriend who had 8,000 bags of heroin. And I guess she found herself behind bars, too. Last month, police came to her home to arrest him because of the conditions of his parole that he violated when he missed curfew. They searched the house. They found that he had a .45 caliber pistol, and there was less than half an ounce of the drug and paraphernalia in the home. But she then spent an additional, so there was altogether $9 million. She spent an additional $6 million to get him out of prison. He was released with GPS monitoring. I don't know. Would you bail a guy like this out? I mean, I guess love is love, right? Despite heroin, would you bail someone out for $9 million? Because what's $9 million if you've won $188? It just really douses that story for me, though. All right, let's move on to something else. Football's almost here. We just had the Hall of Fame game the other night where the Vikings beat the Steelers, and was on the heels of Frank Gifford dying at the age of 84, legendary Hall of Famer, you know, they had to, now it's one less jacket, 166 jackets and 297 busts altogether in the Hall of Fame in Canton. But, so there were some somber moments at the tail end of that game and whatnot. But Green Bay Packers wide receiver Jordy Nelson, who has great, he's got the sure hands, man, signed a four-year, $39 million contract about a year ago. But he said that still doesn't do anything different for him. He still goes to his family farm in Riley, Kansas, every offseason, and he does a full day's work. I mean, a full day's work. He says he'll work up to 12 hours a day on the farm. He'll, like, cut wheat. He'll round a 1,000-cow herd up. And he does it. He says he likes to do it. True or false?
I'm going to say true for that one.
Yay! Ding, 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 ding. Yes, he's from there. He feels comfortable doing it. That's what's cool about Jordy, that he's just a regular old guy. Hey, he's a good football player. He's had an incredible life. He signed a big, juicy contract. But he gets it. He knows what he likes. He likes the whole idea of the whole life on the farm. And he says, really, the discipline and all that is what really got him ready for being in the NFL, for his athletic career. It's hard work and family and being connected, and that they relied on the income for everybody doing their part. And I love that story because I think that's true. Sometimes people don't understand, for some of these athletes and probably for most of them, you have to have the talent, but there's also this work side that goes into it too. There's a work side that sometimes people don't see, and obviously he had the work ethic, and look what happened to him. He applied it, and yeah, pretty cool. All right, last one. Here it is. Ready or not, Patrick, we're talking about selfies. New York City selfies. And there's lots of hot spots where you can take selfies. But there was one person who decided that they would take, in fact, it was a company that was called Fly Nyon, that they would take a chance and have kind of these stomach-churning pictures out with limbs of people hanging out of a helicopter above famous New York City landmarks. I mean, and they're calling it the shoe selfie, and it's becoming a huge hit. Legs snapped over the top of the Empire State Building, Central Park, Times Square, Freedom Tower, all that kind of stuff. So, true or false, are they taking these death-defying aerial selfies, this shoe company?
I'm going to say yes, true.
True is absolutely right. That's exactly what they're doing. And this is radio, so just picture this. You just see these kind of cool boots, and you see the city below. It's very strange. I mean, it's very cool looking, but it's very strange to see it. And the first time I saw it, I thought, oh, you got to be kidding me. They've had so many crazy, weird accidents near the bridges and other areas that you'd have to just be so sure of yourself to dangle that way. And, of course, you'd be harnessed in, and they have stunt people anyway, but still. Oh, you should check it out. New York City sneaker selfies. All right, Patrick, thanks for playing. That was a lot of fun. True or false? That's the kind of entertainment you get to break up all the other stuff here on America Tonight.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.